Hallie Biden testifies, missing gun disappeared after she tossed it in dumpster. By Wendell Hasebo on June 6, 2024. Hunter Biden's missing revolver disappeared after Hallie Biden tossed it in a dumpster behind a Wilmington, Delaware grocer in 2018, she testified during Hunter's gun trial Thursday. The FBI and Secret Service got involved in the case of the missing firearm, according to Hunter's text messages, raising questions about what happened to the gun. Hunter's revolver reappeared at his gun trial 6 years later. Prosecutors asked Hallie how Hunter found out about the missing gun. "I did not tell him," Hallie replied, according to court reporters. "I was just going to pretend like it wasn't me." The gun was allegedly returned by an older man who regularly rummages through the grocery store's trash to collect recyclable items, according to people familiar with the situation, Politico reported in 2021. Text messages from Hunter, however, reveal what appears to be a contradiction in an official Secret Service statement, which claimed the agency had no involvement in the incident involving Hallie finding a gun inside of Hunter Biden's pickup and tossing it in a trash can behind a grocery store where they frequently shopped. However, Hunter's text messages say, the police, the FBI, the Secret Service came on the scene, as Breitbart News reported in 2021. During Wednesday's proceedings, prosecutors from the Justice Department produced the weapon for the jury and former gun shop employee Gordon Cleveland, who sold the gun to Hunter, to inspect. Jurors craned their necks to see the gun for Cleveland to verify. He verified it immediately, according to court reporters. Hallie, Hunter's ex and his brother's widow, told the jury Thursday that after leaving the dumpster, she returned home. Hunter was upset about the missing weapon. "I remember him telling me to go back and file a police report," she said, according to court reporters. "He was angry with me," she said. "First, go look for it," Hallie recalled Hunter's directive. "But when she went to look for the gun, I couldn't find it," Hallie said of the missing weapon. Hunter told her to immediately file a police report, which she did while at the grocery store, Hallie said, NBC News reported. Prosecutors called up security camera footage from outside Jensen's grocery, which shows Hallie Biden back up to the store in a black vehicle, getting out and somewhat frantically looking for the gun. She looked all over the area outside the store before getting back into her car. "What did you do after you couldn't find it?" prosecutor Leo Wise asked. "Talked to them at Jensen's, asking if they took the trash out or had security cameras," she replied. Hallie also testified about Hunter's text messages. One in particular, from October 13, 2018, appeared important to the prosecution. It was about a dealer named Mookie in Wilmington. A second message from October 14 was also shown to the jury. In it, Hunter wrote, "I was sleeping on a car smoking crack," court reporters noted. The texts are the clearest pieces of evidence against Hunter, NBC reported. They show Hunter used drugs in October, the month of the incident, prosecutors say. Hunter listened to Hallie's testimony very carefully, according to court reporters. Read more about Hunter's gun trial here. The case is United States v. Hunter Biden, number 24-1703 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.